Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of Proverbs today. So if you go to the Psalms right about in the middle of the Bible and turn right, you'll see the Proverbs. Proverbs 13. I will be reading through this proverb, taking some devotional pauses, thinking about some application at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Proverbs that are full of wisdom. And help me as I read this now that you would help me to have your wisdom to know how to live a life that honors you. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 13. A wise son heeds his father's instruction. Well, that's enough right there, isn't it? Amen to that. But a mocker does not respond to rebukes. From the fruit of their lips, people enjoy good things, but the unfaithful have an appetite for violence. Those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin. A sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. The righteous hate what is false, but the wicked make themselves a stench and bring shame on themselves. Righteousness guards the person of integrity, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. One person pretends to be rich yet has nothing. Another pretends to be poor yet has great wealth. A person's riches may ransom their life, but the poor cannot respond to threatening rebukes. The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is snuffed out. Where there is strife, there is pride, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. Now in the Proverbs, there are many different topics that are included. But one of the things that is a big theme is the willingness to hear somebody's counsel, somebody's advice, somebody's rebuke. Because as God says, there's great wisdom there. Verse 11, dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Whoever scorns instruction will pay for it, but whoever respects a command is rewarded. Yes, you also can add in the whole idea of obeying laws, following authorities, as opposed to violence, destruction, disobedience. Verse 14. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, turning a person from the snares of death. Good judgment wins favor, but the way of the unfaithful leads to their destruction. All who are prudent act without knowledge, but fools expose their folly. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a trustworthy envoy brings healing. Whoever disregards discipline comes to poverty and shame, but whoever heeds correction is honored. A longing fulfilled is sweet to the soul, but fools detest turning from evil. Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. So there's the idea of if you want to be wise, hang around wise people, people that are honoring God, people that are doing what pleases him. But if you hang around the wrong crowd, there's going to be consequences. Verse 21, trouble pursues the sinner, but the righteous are rewarded with good things. A good person leaves an inheritance for their children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. An unplowed field produces food for the poor, but injustice sweeps it away. Whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them. This certainly can be a topic of discussion in today's world, or disagreement. But the basic principle of wisdom was disciplining the child in a way that brings some kind of pain means that you truly love them because you want to see them do what is right. Verse 25, the righteous eat to their heart's content, but the stomach of the wicked goes hungry. That's the end of Proverbs 13. That's the end of our reading for today. So what is it that catches your attention from this proverb that you want to take with you today? I think for me, it is verse 14. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, turning a person from the snares of death. For me as a pastor, I want to be someone that is wise, is someone who skillfully applies knowledge, who honors God. I preach God's word, his truth, which is full of wisdom. And I want to be faithful to that, to give that to everyone, to be faithful in talking about God's word and counseling with God's word, so that the person hearing has the opportunity to respond, and to respond in wisdom, and to respond toward life and honoring God, which brings many blessings. What do you take from Proverbs 13 to apply to life today? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the wise people you've placed in my life. Lord, forgive me for the times, many times, that I act foolishly, and bring me back to the path of wisdom. Father, I want to continue to be faithful to you in pointing people to your word. With all the other worldly wisdom that is out there, and some of it that that submits to you is certainly good. But Lord, often today, the wisdom is not wisdom at all. And help me to be faithful, Father, to give your word to others, that you would use it to continue to change my life and to change other lives to be in line with you. In Jesus' name, amen.